Jimmy and Tam from the block. Could they be moving to Mackaywood Sundays? We're going to ask them to do that after they took out the block last night. biggest cash prize winners in Australian television from the block, over $1 million. We'll get to that after 6 a.m. this morning. Time for Dave's Did You Know?
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Give us some trivia for your Monday morning. Try and dazzle us. What do you got for us?
Okay, let's start with the local one. Daydream Island's mermaids. Do you remember them?
Yes.
Of course you do. There was three of them, right?
Before they washed into the ocean.
Cyclone Debbie.
Yeah. Nobody's found them yet.
No, they've gone missing.
Oh, God.
Do you know why the owner of Daydream Island decided to do those three mermaids?
Tell me, Dave.
Do you know?
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh, Tell me, Dave.
Well, a legend has it the former owner commissioned those three sculptures to represent each of his ex-wives.
Yeah.
So there you go. Something a little bit different. Personally, I'd rather burn all three mermaids if I was married to three ex-wives.
Yeah, that's a glutton for punishment, isn't it?
Listen to this.
Yeah.
But did you know?
Three. Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Mermaids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would you keep a reminder right in front of you like that?
Big keepsake. What else you got for us?
Mick Jagger has a great-grandchild who is older than his youngest child. Way to go, Mick.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Not even going to try and work that one out. No.
Let's just say he's a rocker.
Not all rockers are bad like that.
No. Here's one that I want to test you on. What do you think is the oldest man-made structure on Earth?
I'd want to say, no, it wouldn't be the Great Wall of China. There'd be lots of things before that. The Lost Cities or something like that.
Stonehenge, the pyramids.
Well, that's not man-made, Stonehenge.
Yeah, it is.
Well, they just don't know how it's been made, though.
Well, yeah.
But how do you know it's man-made?
Because it's been cut.
Yeah, but how did they get that massive rock onto the top of the other rock?
Well, it's the same with the pyramids, right?
Well, how do we know that they're man-made?
Because
how do we know there wasn't a being here before that? You're being very presumptuous this morning. You can't put that in
digitized. You're just being difficult. That's what it is.
Correct.
Listen to this.
Did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Did you know we have the oldest man-made structure on Earth here in Australia?
No, what is it?
It is a set of, it's called the Nyunhu fish traps of Brewarrina near Bourke in New South Wales.
Okay.
40,000 years old, it's been dated. They were created to hunt for fish.
Right.
So that displays engineering going back 40,000 years ago. The pyramids, okay, are only about 4,500 years old.
And some of us still can't catch a fish with a rod.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Have one more.
Okay, well, let's go with Billy Joel. He refuses to sell the front row seats to his concerts.
Why?
Well, he gives them away to random people in the really cheap seats. So the real fans are in front instead of those that can just afford the good seats.
Oh, that's a nice thing, isn't it?
Hey? What a top bloke, hey?
There you go. Did you learn much today, folks? No?
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
You learn about Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Having a great grandchild.
You told me something that I already knew, that he can't keep it in his pants. That's what it is.
That is true,
All right, today's top round, 30 degrees. Jane Day for breakfast. Hit Mackay and the Whitsundays, Triple F.